It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College softball team will open Kansas Jayhawk Community College conference play today when they head to Coffeyville to face the Coffeyville Red Ravens. The T-Birds suffered a pair of non-conference losses to Southeast Community College on Tuesday, dropping the opener 8-0 and the nightcap 6-3. The T-Birds were limited to 5 hits, all of them singles, in Game 1. Freshman Emily Johnson, getting her first start of the season at third base, led the T-Bird offense, going 2-for-2 at the plate. Sophomore Harley Smith, sophomore Shaylee Kessler, and freshman Malia Coster had 1 hit each. Freshman Bella Santon led Cloud County in the loss in Game 2. Santon went 3-for-4 with 1 run scored and 2 RBIs. Curtis, Smith, Johnson, and sophomore Maddie McIntyre had 1 hit each. Cloud County will open conference play today against the Coffeyville Red Ravens. Coffeyville is 5-13 on the season and snapped a 5-game losing streak with a 15-7 home win over Connor State College on Tuesday. First pitch is scheduled for 1 p.m. at Byers Field in Coffeyville. The Cloud County Community College baseball team is 20-9 on the season and returns home today to host a Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference doubleheader against the Saints of Seward County Community College. Seward County enters the series at 14-17 overall and 1-7 in conference play. First pitch is scheduled for 1 p.m. at Lee Doyen Field and the Concordia Sports Complex.